Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from those TireRack.com studios. And TireRack.com is awesome because they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. They've got fast, free shipping. They've got free road hazard protection and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked for that. And we got basketball and baseball wall to wall tonight. Rob, what's the update on the Yankees?
They let Verlander off the hook. Chris, it's 1-1, top of the fourth. But they had second and third. Stanton hit a double off the wall. Second and third with one out. But Verlander got two straight strikeouts to get out of the jam. He's up to 71 pitches. And again, we're in the top of the fourth. One out.
Gonna be in there much longer.
Yeah, so he might pitch, depending on this fourth or fifth inning, might pitch five innings. Maybe
that's a victory for the Yankees.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
Yeah,
Padres won.
So that series is tied 1-1. Padres were down 4-0. That's a big win for them to get back in this series. Now they head to Philadelphia.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. Live from these Fox Sports Radio studios, we start off the show talking about the Lakers and their rough start to the season last night. Blown out by Golden State, 123-109. It wasn't that close. They were up by 26 at one point. And Golden State played their bench a lot, which they're going to do. They're going to develop the young guys this season and, you know, get them ready for the playoffs when they really try to make a run at another championship. But Steph Curry, Rob, was the only starter to play more than 30 minutes or to play even 30 minutes. And the bench played a lot. Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman and these guys. And they still just had their way with the Lakers. And we talked at the in the first segment about the Lakers' issues. Everybody's going to focus on Russ, but he's just one of the challenges they have and that he doesn't fit their personnel. They can't shoot it. LeBron talked about that after the game. They're not good shooters. And the reason they were open last night to take 43s is because they want you to be open and shoot the three.
Let them shoot. Go ahead. Right. We dare you. It's
absolutely wide open.
Absolutely. Don't take it to the basket. Shoot it.
Right. Particularly well. So they have a plethora of problems. And J.J. Redick, a member of Rob, I guess, of the new media, former player, had a nice career. He is does a good job. Does a really good job on ESPN and with his podcast. And but he was on ESPN this morning, Rob. And he made a plea, I guess, maybe to the media, if you will. Here's what he said.
I look at the Lakers season that we should treat this season as a celebration of LeBron's individual greatness. Because he will at some point hopefully pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And that should be what this season is about. Because spending all day every day talking about their deficiencies,
no,
that's not great. We know who this team is. They since they won the championship, they got in the play-in game the following season, and they didn't even make the play-in game the next season. This team has a lot of deficiencies, and this season should be about LeBron James.
Hello, is this on? This is the reason, Chris, that my blood boils with former athletes taking over and being analysts. Some of them are very good when they're talking about the game because they've played it. But talk about tone deaf and missing the mark on the worst take. You hear me? Not the first take. The worst take on day one of the NBA season. J.J. Redick, you're Meshuggahna. You're crazy. How dare you tell fans that they should just care about LeBron and him passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and that's what the season should be about. He sounds like a guy who's never bought tickets, who's never rooted for a team. It's about winning, Chris. It always is. If LeBron gets the record during the season, we'll give him his due and his day. JJ, what do you think this is, a circus? Just look at the animals. That's all you're coming to watch. Don't worry about the final score. Really? JJ, why don't you quit that job since you don't want to critique the games and you don't want to criticize the Lakers? Give up your job and go to the Lakers, get season tickets, and applaud LeBron James the entire season. How dare you? Do you understand what where the word fan comes from? From fanatics. People care about their teams, and you're telling them after game one to throw the towel in, to not care whether the Lakers win or lose? You sound like a guy who's never bought a ticket. How dare you disrespect the fans and tell them that this is what they should accept and that you don't want to talk about their deficiencies? That's what an analyst does. Deficiencies. Good things, bad things, indifference. You must be crazy if we're going to sit here and accept that we should just wave a flag for LeBron all year and not worry about the final score or whether the Lakers win or lose. You must be crazy. Get off that anchor desk if you're not going to do your job properly, J.J. Redick, or at least refund all the season ticket holders of the Lakers their money back.
Rob Park, tell us how you really feel. Rob has been waiting all day to unload that take. Wow. I'm going to say this. JJ, come on. Day one, Rob said it. That week, maybe those few weeks, when LeBron is really getting close to passing Kareem, just like we did with Steph. I mean, this is bigger than what Steph did with the three-pointers when he passed Ray Allen last year. I mean, it'll be huge. It will be the dominant story, and LeBron will get all his flowers. There's no doubt. And I'm going to say this, Rob. Your point is well taken, and I agree with you. But I'll say this. First of all, to come out on day one and say that, when the Lakers have, in their mind, I mean, they got Anthony Davis with LeBron. In their mind, do you think Darvin Ham is thinking, man, this is just about LeBron and celebrating his greatness? They trying to win. Now, if they go in the tank, not I don't mean tank games, but if they're just clearly horrible and way below 500 and all that, you know, that's when if you want to try to bring something like this up, you can. But day one? And here's the other thing, Rob. LeBron's playing at least two more years. That's remember when Kareem, his last year, we all knew it. And everywhere he went, they gave him a gift.
Right.
I think they did that with him, with Dr. J. One place they brought out a rocking chair for Kareem.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that. And when LeBron does say, if he does it this way, you know, before the season, this is my last year, he'll get all that. If he's on a bad team, then it'll kind of just be about LeBron. But, Rob, look, like I said, he just signed a two-year extension. He's not going anywhere.
Chris, this is one of the worst takes, especially, you just said it, not the players, Darvin Ham, and the fans. Really? Like Chris, if you told me that the Lakers were, as you said, down the road, I don't know, 4-49 or whatever, and they've got a lost season going. But right. My God, like that out of the box, no, JJ, earn your loot, earn your money, and tell us what's wrong with the Lakers and how they can fix it. Not let's just throw in a time and not right. talk about the bad. That's why we tune in, Chris.
Now, that's a good point that I hadn't thought about. It was almost like not you didn't want to do the obviously he could do it, but you didn't want to analyze. You didn't want to break down what the issues are. I mean, if it's day after, which it won't be, Rob, but day after day after day after day of the same stuff and people are tiring of it, that's one thing. But day one, break down what their issues are. Break down how they can get better. Because, Rob, none of the people Jeannie Buss doesn't want to hear, let's just celebrate LeBron, Rob Pelinka, Darvin Ham, the Rambus family, the other players. No, none of them want to hear, let's just love on LeBron. I don't even know that LeBron, yeah, sure, it's great. Everybody loves being coronated. But I think he wants to win too. He's catching Kareem, you know, as long as he doesn't get hurt, regardless. I'm sure he'd rather do it with a few W's.
Chris, that you know I was chomping at the bit all day because I just couldn't believe that take. Like, on day one, really? Like they can't win. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook can't win five games in the next five games? Chris, they can't. The season's over? Seriously. They can't win five games?
Right.
And then what's the take?
Right. That? What if they are 10-3 at some point?
Right. What then what's the
are
take?
Are we just now we supposed to just celebrate LeBron though? Right? I mean, then you want to analyze when it's going well.
Right, but this is my criticism of some players. Not all, because Charles Barkley's right. the king, and not all, Chris, but there are some who just have relationships with people, don't want to be negative, don't want to, you know, say stuff when things aren't going right. That's not why you got into this business. You're not a PR flack. You're not. You don't work for the teams. Nobody's asking you to rip people, Chris, just to rip people.
Right, right.
Just give us your fair assessment. You played the game. You have more knowledge than we could ever wish to have. But my God, can you just take off the rose-colored glasses and call it like you see it? Tell us why the Lakers were so bad last night. That's all. You don't have to condemn the whole team and damn their families and kids, Chris. They just play. Just tell us why they play poorly and what they need to do to play better.
No, that's real. That's real. And that's a good way to end it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. And the Breeders' Cup World Championships are coming to iconic Kenland November 4th and 5th. Don't miss the world's best thoroughbreds as they race for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. Visit BreedersCup.com to watch all the action live on November 4th and 5th. 877-99 on Fox. J.J. Redick said, let's just celebrate LeBron's greatness this year and not talk about the Lakers' deficiencies. How do you feel about that? Your turn to win.
Not good. I don't. You know I don't. All right, here we go, Chris. Mark in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
How y'all doing, man? I'm a longtime listener. This is my third time calling.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let y'all know, just real quick though, my 7-year-old, when he had a paper at school and it said, "Who would you like to meet? What famous people would you like to meet?" And it had Rob and Chris on the paper.
He said,
"Yes,
wow,
He listens to every show with me, and you guys are such
what's
an inspiration.
His name?
Yeah, what's I just
his
wanted
name?
To let y'all know that.
What's his name?
Jackson."
And what part of Ohio are you in?
Zanesville.
Oh, okay. I was
What's
gonna
up,
say,
Jackson? If Jackson,
I ever get
we
back
appreciate
to Cleveland,
you.
I would look you and Jackson up. Yes. But I don't know when next time I'll be in Zanesville.
Yes.
Okay.
But tell Jackson
I don't blame
we said
you.
Hello.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Maybe
I
never.
Will, definitely. But I'm not even a Lakers fan, and I'm just as shocked. I couldn't believe that he said that. I mean, I'm sure even LeBron's like, JJ, bro,
right.
Chill.
Right.
You know, this is the first game. I mean, we trying to focus on winning. We really want to win, you know, instead of just concentrating, you know, putting all that. He's already got enough pressure as it is,
right.
Let alone JJ throwing that out there. I mean, it's one game. They're trying to win.
Yeah, I can't believe that was his take on game one. Like
I couldn't believe that.
Right?
If they
how?
Were 14
like, how is that your
30,
how is that your take,
right?
Man?
You know, I don't know how that's your take on day one.
How about a little analysis?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, though, Mark. Thank Mark and
thank
Jackson.
You guys.
And
Jackson.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Matt in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think J.J. should be critical of LeBron. Or there's probably people who aren't critical of Tom Brady or all these greats. They don't focus on how they're playing. But, you know, what I was wondering is you both said, I know you guys have been journalists for a long time and reporters or beat reporters travel with teams. Did you ever have a situation where you had to – you probably got friendly with guys, but you had to then criticize their play? And how'd that go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, was that awkward?
I think I've told the situation of Stephon Marbury, who I was friendly with. And
I've had players step to me, Chris, yelling, screaming. I tell you my Luke Pinella story, Walter Berry. I could go on and on and on of players. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it happens. Mike Fratello, and I covered him. He didn't like some of the stuff I wrote. So, it's going to happen if you're doing – you know, if you're writing, what's going on?
Right.
And again, like Rob said, it's not about just ripping. It's about telling the truth. And if your team is struggling or players aren't playing well or whatever, bad attitude, whatever it may be, and you write about it, sometimes they may not be happy about it. But I looked at it, Rob, as like, I just tried to be fair. I didn't rip anybody like, based on not liking them or personality, or I tried to keep all that out of it and just write on what's affecting the game.
No doubt. Matt, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I'm with you, Chris. I mean, you know me and you've read my columns. I will rip you if I think you deserve to be ripped.
Right.
But I'm not, like, it's nothing personal. It's always about what you're doing. And you know, I've always told people that. It's not about what kind of husband or father you are and all that other stuff, right? This is about your performance on your job and what you're doing. And that's all it is. When you do well, I'll write that you play well, or you know, you're a great manager, a coach, Chris. I've had it both ways, so crazy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Then it's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment, where we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a living legend, a guy who did not have to bribe anyone to get a Hall of Fame vote.
Wow.
A guy who would have his own podcast if it wasn't stolen from him by another man. None other than my guy, J.R. Gamble.
Yes.
I'm a woman.
Finally, the truth comes out.
I know.
What's up, fellas?
After 4 years of an award-winning podcast, now I stole it.
I'm a woman.
All right, guys.
That's the Odd Couple. This caused more trouble. Chris and Rob. Rob and Chris. Two of the best in the biz.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far. All right, but let's get to it. I got three baseball stories.
Good stuff.
We're going to get through it rapid fire. And again, JR, because you are the star of the segment, you get first ups at every single one. So let's get started. Yesterday, Aaron Judge hit his fourth career home run in a winner-take-all game. It was his 13th career playoff homer, which puts him ahead of Mr. October Reggie Jackson on the Yankees' all-time postseason home run list. So, JR.
Whoa.
Foul or fair to say Aaron Judge has a case for being the Yankees' real Mr. October.
Oh, gosh.
Foul!
That is a foul ball.
No case for that one. Judge hasn't won anything yet to be called Mr. October. Reggie Jackson isn't Mr. October because he hit some meaningless home runs. He had 3-1 World Series game. And came up clutch for several teams in the playoffs, led them the World Series title, the A's, the Yankees. And Jeter's earned his Mr. November tag with 5 World Series titles. So, no, Judge will never be Mr. October. It really doesn't matter what he does. But if he has great postseason success, he'll just have to find another nickname because that one is taken forever.
Absolutely. That is foul.
That is a foul ball.
I agree with everything JR said. How dare you even ask that question, Rob G? Reggie Jackson, two-time MVP in the World Series, 18 postseason home runs. And JR mentioned it, 3 that won game in the World Series, 5 in that series. I mean, stop it! This is, I don't even want to, like, give this question any respect. My gosh, are you kidding me?
I'm going to, it's a hat trick. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
There is only one Mr. October, and that nickname, I don't care what anybody does after this, is retired. Reggie Jackson's Mr.
Gotta
October.
Be.
Haters, man. You just don't like Aaron Judge. That's why he's going to leave the Yankees.
Oh, man. Hate.
That's why he's going to go to the Dodgers.
Do you know how many World Series Reggie Jackson won?
4.
5!
Oh, that was close.
The A's. He was
Kobe
with the
numbers.
A's when they
right,
when
he was with
A's,
the right? I.
Yeah.
A's.
Yeah, my biggest Reggie series. Jackson's memory is him in Naked Gun, and he has to kill the queen. That's about it. All right, we keep it moving. Story number 2. Last week, Rob's colleagues, his homies, his comrades over at Deadspin put out an article ranking the 5 best landing spots for free agent shortstop Carlos Correa. Now, coming in second, the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, they got a sordid history, to say the least. Now, of course, a lot of that depends on what Trey Turner decides to do in free agency. But if Trey Turner leaves, as many expect, he will. JR, foul or fair to say the Dodgers should look to sign Carlos Correa?
I'm coming in hot on this one. Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Did we lose you? Did we lost JR? We're getting back.
Almost
go
too
ahead.
Hot.
Go ahead,
okay.
Rob.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
The Carlos Correa, who was really, really good, was during 2017, Chris, when they were knew what pitchers were coming in. He ain't the same player. I'm not saying he's terrible, Chris, but he ain't the same player. I guess the Dodgers don't want to pay Trey Turner, who hit well, not in the postseason, but during the regular season. But Carlos Correa is not the same exact player as he was back then.
I'm with Rob. Foul. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been the same, but I got to be honest. The Dodgers' problems aren't a lack of talent. I mean, my good, they're paying a lot of guys. They got a lot of stars. And they still can't get over the hump. So I'm not saying don't make changes. Obviously, they're going to make changes, add things, make tweaks. But I don't know that going out and spending a ton of money on a guy is the way to do it. So I'm foul. Not that guy.
You know, they could just run it back and be wildly disappointing in the postseason again. You know, they could do that.
Sounds like the Lakers. They do that
tweet.
In L.A.
You know what, Rob Parker?
Sorry. What?
I'm going to give Alex the answers to Chris's questions and Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
See?
That's what I'm going to do. Keep sassing me like that. All right, last question.
Thank you, Rob.
Hopefully we can get JR back. I've tried calling him. He's not. Maybe his phone died, maybe but we'll see if he calls
died.
Him back.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. Last one here, Foul Affair with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Shohei Ohtani raised some eyebrows this week when he said he had a, quote, rather negative impression of the Angels' 2022 season. Fact is, Angels have not won more than 80 games since they got Ohtani a few years back. So we'll start with Chris. Foul or fair to say the Angels will be better off trading their two-way star this winter?
Wow. I mean, Rob brought this up months ago. I mean, if he wants to leave, I think what they need to do, I'm going to say foul. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
If they want to sit down with him and, you know, take his temperature and see where he's at, and are you leaving us in free agency? We heard what you said and blah, blah, blah. And he says, you know what? I just want to win, and I don't think we can win here. We got great players, but we can't win. And then, of course, you trade him and get what you can for him. But as far without that, if he's saying, you know, to them, I want to stay and blah, 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 I keep him because he's the biggest, one of the biggest draws in baseball, along with Aaron Judge. And the players like that just do not come around. But so often, heck, a guy like him has been once every century. So I'm that's why I'm going foul.
JR.
Yeah.
Foul or fair? Shohei Ohtani, should they consider trading him?
If y'all didn't want me to answer the Trey Turner question, you should have just told me, man, because I was going to kick some butt on that one. But okay.
I'm cool, man.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
It would be better for Ohtani if they traded him, but the Angels are making a fortune, in my opinion, off this freaking nature. This two-way phenomenon. You know, they're getting money from the Japanese, the Asian communities who follow him closely and love him, and his jerseys are one of the more popular ones in Major League Baseball. His brand is exploding. He's in contention for a second consecutive MVP. The problem is his team stinks. And they share a city with the Dodgers, who win every year. So it doesn't benefit the Angels really at all to trade him. Maybe it benefits him, but he's also their best player outside of Trout. So if they can get like 5 first-round draft picks, a couple of all-star caliber players for him, then maybe. But that's not happening.
I think it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I just, at some point, okay, having both of those guys – Trout and Ohtani's not going to get you where you want, and eventually you'll probably lose them anyway because you can't win anything. They haven't won more than 80 games with those guys aboard. So I would be looking if I could get a haul, and I'm gonna keep Trout. Then I would just get a haul and add 2 pitchers, If I could get two prime pitchers to take the place of Ohtani, then I'm with it.
Mm. And that's Fowler fair. Mm.
Wow. Rob took an L on that one.
He did.
My goodness. Really?
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, JR.
All right, JR. Thank you, brother. That's JR Gamble, the managing editor for MLBBro.com. It's the Odd Couple. There's a quarterback controversy in the NFL, and it ain't in Dallas. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, let's end with the NFL. And the New England Patriots, Rob, looking like they got some life. Obviously, a rough start to the season, 1-2. And then Mac Jones gets hurt. And it's looking like it's going to be tough sledding for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. And lo and behold, their fourth round draft pick, Bailey Zappe, comes in and plays some really good football. And all of a sudden they won two games straight with him. He's got four touchdowns and just one pick in his 2.5 games. And Mac Jones, who last year made the Pro Bowl as a rookie, but, you know, as an alternate, he had just two touchdowns and five interceptions, Rob, in his first three and a half games, whatever. And David, obviously some people saying whether Mac gets healthy or not, or when he gets healthy, stick with Bailey Zappe. But David Carr, former NFL quarterback, wrote a column for NFL.com. Here's what he said, Rob. Basically saying that Mac Jones should not lose his job to Zappe. He writes this. Bailey Zappe has stepped up and performed admirably in his two starts. He's the first rookie to win each of his first two career starts with a 100-plus passer rating in both games, Rob. The first rookie to do that since Sonny Jurgensen, the Hall of Famer, who did it back in 1957, Rob.
For
that's
Washington,
crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. And so he gives loves to what Zappe is doing, but he says this, but keeping him as QB1 over Mac Jones isn't quite that easy, even if this year's stats suggest otherwise. He goes on to say that the coaching staff has done better with Zappe, and they've learned, you know, and they weren't very good early in the season with Jones, and so he should get a shot. Rob, I disagree with David Carr, and here's why.
David Carr, go ahead. I want you to go first, but I'm with you. I just that to ignore what's happening in front of you, Chris. That's what he's saying to do.
Yeah, this isn't Dak Prescott, who's proven himself. And we're not saying, we'll be the first to tell you that Dak's not like an elite quarterback, you know, one of those top five guys. But he has proven that he's a franchise quarterback and that he's a legitimate starter who can do some things in this league. Mac Jones, despite a nice little rookie year, hasn't proven that. He hasn't proven that he's going to be a franchise quarterback yet. And he's off to a horrible start. They weren't winning. Remember, Dak only played one game, Rob, not even a full game. So you couldn't say, well, they weren't winning. It was one game against a good team like Tampa Bay. And last year with Dak, they won 12 games. So he had the track record of winning to some degree. Mac Jones hasn't really had that, certainly not this year. He played a few games and it was poor. And I'm not saying like Zappe is their quarterback, Rob, going forward, but I'm saying he's the quarterback for a little while. Like, until he falls off, until he turns into a pumpkin, if that's what happens, I'm giving him a shot.
I'm with you. Mac Jones, and we get it. He was a quarterback last year, Chris. They made the playoffs, remember, right? But he hasn't done enough to me to where it's a slam dunk. I'm with you. Like that's all I'm saying is, like, he's okay. But I don't know if you could sit down a guy who just done something that nobody had done in the NFL since the 50s.
Right. No, I'm totally with you, man. And look, if any coach, and Belichick hasn't gone out, Rob, and he's purposely hasn't said, oh, yeah, it's Mac's job. Like, you know, Mac will have it when he gets back. He used to say that about Cam Newton, remember?
Yeah.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton had a resume. That's why he said
it. But he's not saying it about Mac. And look, Mac had a passer rating of 76.2. All right, Zappy's is 111.4. And look, it may not last. All I'm saying is I'm giving it a shot. If he plays great next week, guess what? He's starting the week after that. I'm going to let this play out. It's kind of like it's a QB battle. Neither of these guys has distinguished themselves.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And again, if you were looking at it, Chris, and he was a game manager and his quarterback rating was 55, exactly, then there's no debate, right? There's no debate.
Right.
It's totally different. His numbers are totally different. He's a quarterback who's putting up numbers.
Yep. Absolutely. So I think they should play it out. And Belichick, of course, knows better than anybody, Rob. And I'm not saying Bailey Zappi's going to be Tom Brady. But he might be better than Mac Jones. That's all I'm saying. And Belichick, you know, chose Brady, a six-round pick, over the first $100 million man in the league, Rob. Which, of course, was Drew Bledsoe at that time. So I think Belichick will be smart about this. I think he'll let it play out. And if Zappi comes back to earth and starts struggling, he can go back to Mac Jones. And look, who knows how this season will go. But if this season, if it continues, Rob, where it's kind of like, you know, you're not sure. Like when it ends, is Bailey the guy or is Mac the guy? Then that's good. You have a good quarterback competition going into next season. So, and maybe one of them becomes your guy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with competition.
I'm with you. Too young. Nobody solidified themselves on either side. Be open. Keep playing the hot hand, Chris, until he proves to you he's not that guy.
Yeah.
And then you got Mac Jones you could go back to if he proves to you in the next game, like you said, he turns into a pumpkin and throws four picks and is awful or whatever it is. But it would be hard to go away from a kid who's done what he's done, Zappy.
Rob, the Knicks are nice, impressive performance by the Knicks. They've been down big in this game. They're in Memphis. It's 100 apiece with a minute 46 left. Jalen Brunson, who hadn't had a tremendous game, but he's getting hot at the right time. He's got 15 points, 7 dimes. And Julius Randle leading them with 22 points and 11 rebounds, 6 assists, Rob. So, nice start. You know, you don't expect to go to Memphis and win, you know, if you're the Knicks, that is. And so, win or lose, I think this is a good start for them. You know Tibbs going to have them playing hard. So, Knicks fans
and the Astros just took the lead 2-1 on a home run.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Oh. All right. We out. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.